Hello everyone, welcome to Adoption Adventures. This will be a first. This episode is being filmed on location. We are, as a family, on a trip, and I thought that you'd all still like to hear from us, and I thought I needed to make sure the listeners still got to hear an update from the Adoption Adventures family. Obviously, that means that I've not got the intro music or ending music, so I know that all of you are going to be desperately sad that you're missing out on that. It will be back, I promise you. Quite appropriate to my current setting, this week's episode is going to be around the subject of holidays. I know that we've touched on topics similar to this in the past, but something that sort of really stuck out for us when we were on our training was a lot of the sort of social workers and the adoptive parent that was the partner there, they were talking about how Christmas could be a really difficult time, and they laboured the point, but that's almost got a negative connotation to it, and I don't mean it in that way, but they really, really sort of made it a real heavy point to mention how you need to manage your expectations for your first ever Christmas. And Dad and I came away and we spoke to our parents about this and said, you know, we're all going to have to think about this, we're all going to have to manage it. And Nana actually turned around and said, I get what you're saying, and I'm sure that they're absolutely right. She said, but be aware of the time of year that you're doing your training. Ours was in sort of October, November. She said, Christmas is on everyone's mind at the moment. She said, actually, if it was in the summer, they'd be talking about how your first holiday can be really dodgy. Now that I've been supporting adoption training, I've actually found that her words could not have been more accurate. So in the almost like the first half of the year, you find that the conversation is very heavily led on holidays and how troublesome they can be, and on the other half of the holiday past the other half of the year past September, you hear about how Christmas can be a really difficult and challenging time. And they're both right. Both of those things can be very challenging and very different to what you would first expect, and that's okay. The key is about managing your expectations and then helping your child to manage theirs, and thinking about what experiences they're going to be used to and how they're going to feel about it. So when it comes to holidays, some of the stories that I've heard of other children in the care system who went on to be adopted, some of them have really, really found it to be challenging to go on to be to go on to holidays. So I heard one particular child, they went on the holiday, they was having a great time, they packed their bags and they had a brilliant time, they came home, thoroughly enjoyed themselves, but they got home, and as soon as they got out of the car, this particular child ran to the stairs leading to the house and kissed every step leading up to the house, and then got to the front door and kissed the front door, and was so overwhelmed that they had come back. And the parents weren't ready for that, they weren't anticipating, because this particular child's behaviour during the holiday was outstanding, it's flawless, you know, it led them to think that everything was okay. It was only when they got back they realised that there was more to it. There's other stories I've heard of when, as soon as you start packing your bags and your suitcases, our children can be really, really troubled and upset by that experience. And little dude and I were talking about this the other day as he was helping me to pack. We were sort of going through the motions and packing our bags, and I started talking to him and said, you know, for some children this can actually be a really challenging moment. And he was like, right, why would this bother anyone? This is exciting, you're going on holiday. I said, yeah, of course. I said, but if you think logically, for children when it's their first holiday, they start seeing all of their bags packed and all of their clothes going into it. When was the last time that that happened for them? And he said, it's when we move, isn't it? I said, yeah. And for a lot of children, they can think that actually you're packing my bags because you don't want me anymore, or it's time to move again. So the advice is very strong on just be careful how quickly it is that you're going to go on these holidays. Just make sure that your child's ready for it, and do a lot of conversation around what a holiday will be like and how this is going to look. And again, manage the expectation, manage how they're feeling. An idea that I would love to sort of take credit for, but can't. This was a social worker that I did some training with. They talked about an idea of when it comes to packing a suitcase, make sure that you put some of your clothes in one suitcase or across two suitcases, and then your child's clothes across the same two suitcases, and let them see you do this, demonstrating that where we're going together. The other aspect of that is sort of from a logical perspective of, if one of the bags were to get lost, you know that you've still got some of their clothing and some of yours, so it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't hold as big an issue for these children if that was to happen. I always thought that was a good idea. I started talking to little dude about that when I was packing with him this time. He was like, no, this is my case and I like it. I don't want any of your stuff cluttering up mine. So he didn't want to do that, but we were able to have that as a conversation. Now, for us, not long after little dude joined us, we had already been invited to go to a centre parks for a weekend with some friends. This was prior to little dude moving in with us. It was set in the diary, and we was like, okay, we're probably going to have to move this, because it was only probably a month, maybe about 6-7 weeks after he'd moved in, we were going to go away for the weekend. The social worker, our social worker at the time, told us that she really didn't think it was a good idea, and she wasn't happy with it. If we were going to do it, she wouldn't stop us, but she was really, really anti the idea. We then spoke to Little Dude's social worker, who, she's a little bit more, she was a little bit more mature, she was a bit long in the tooth, so she'd seen things, done things, and she was perhaps just a little bit more relaxed. And she spoke to us and she said, look, of course there can be concerns, she said, but I've seen him, I've seen his behaviours. She said, as long as you manage it, it's fine. She said, all I'd suggest is just make sure that you have a conversation with your friends and understand that if you need to bring the experience to a close, you need to bring it to a close quicker than planned. And we went, and we actually had an incredible time. Little man did brilliantly, he was fantastic, and we all had a really good time. From that point, we were then able to build on that and go on longer breaks and longer experiences, which were really, really exciting. Another thing that we sort of did along the way was we kind of established that we wanted to be able to make sure that little dude had lots of fun, lots of entertainment, and was able to enjoy himself as much as possible. So we started each time that we looked at a weekend away, we'd actually ask little dude's foster brothers if they'd like to join us as well. And that started to sort of, that started to become the dumb thing for us. So each time that we'd go away, or the majority of the time that we'd go away, we'd be able to take both the boys with us as well, which was really, really lovely, and really quite exciting. And that helped us as well, because A, they knew him and they knew his experiences, so they knew how to sort of support us and support him. And B, it gave him someone that he could just interact with and just be himself about, which was really, really fun. I think when it comes to holidays, I do think that the message needs to be, you've just got to be sensible, got to be logical. You've got to keep certain things in your mind that can be a challenge, and that they can find certain things difficult. And you've just got to ensure that you're putting things in place to alleviate those concerns. And same as everything, you've got to make sure that you give yourself time as well. You need to make sure that you've given yourself time to enjoy it and sort of getting into the type of trip that you want to have. This is kind of the same as what we were talking about last week when it comes to type of parenting. We looked at the type of holidays that we wanted to have. That was Dad jumping in the pool, by the way. I thought back to my old holidays that I used to have and think about the different experiences that I had and what did we want that to look like for us as a family. So yeah, those were some of the changes that we kind of put in place, and some of the ideas that we put in place. There was different fun by the pool that you could play. And again, I'm a water baby by nature, but I've found that being in the water with little dude has always been able to kind of offer a new level of security and safety. You can get closer to one another, and you can, you know, he thoroughly enjoys being lifted and thrown in the water, and again, that can be a really exciting experience because it can be quite a therapeutic experience. And over the years, our trips have been really good fun. And when adopters talk to me and say, you know, we've been advised that it can be really difficult and really challenging, what's your thoughts on X, Y, and Z? My view is, do you know what? Go off and enjoy yourself. Go off, enjoy yourself, and relax, because you want to be a family. You want to live a family life. So it's very easy to sit back and put a lot of pressure on these things, but that doesn't actually help. It doesn't help you, doesn't help them. Instead, you've got to be you, and you've got to let them be them. You know, and we've watched over the years, little dude has, obviously he's been growing up and he's getting more and more mature, and our holidays are changing, and that's really good fun as well. But I think it's the same as everything. If we held back for too long, I think it would actually become a little bit of a nervous thing, and we would worry about sort of how he would react, how he'd feel. So instead it was just like, no, let's just do it. Let's see what happens. If it all goes absolutely horribly wrong, it's okay. You know, it's not going to be the end of the world. The world won't stop spinning. We will have a good time. So that's what I would say. I'm hoping that the audio on these this episode is good. And you might be able to hear that the boys are currently playing Marco Polo in the pool. Little dude cheats. There is no way of hiding that fact. He cheats. He definitely keeps his eyes open when he's playing. But But yeah, I think the first few trips can be quite nerve-wracking. And I kind of... We went local to us for our first few trips. We didn't do anything massive. We didn't do anything major for the first few trips. And we just built it up. We just did a weekend here, a weekend there, and then maybe a five-day trip. And just built it up. So, again, you're just demonstrating that there is a safety in what you're doing. And now we can come away and we can have a truly, truly wonderful experience. Yesterday was a really wonderful day for us as a family. We travelled together and we all sort of had a good laugh on all of our journey. Then we went exploring. We went to a restaurant and little dude was talking about what we should do the following day, as in today, and he then started to Google ideas and do his research, and I saw Dad come fully out in his behaviours there, the way that Dad would approach sort of identifying what to do next. All of the exact same characteristics were coming out in little dude, and it was really quite fun to watch. And we went out and had some dinner, and at the end of the meal they came out with shots. I think it's called raki, but to me it was almost like ouzo. And I'm not gonna lie, it was not nice. But little dude was offered a shot as well, to which we all took our shot, and little dude was very, very quick to spit his shot back out and gulp his Coke, and say that was definitely not for him. So I think underage drinking is just not the one for him. I don't think he's ready for that. But it was really lovely. We were at dinner and we were having such a beautiful conversation just about nothing and everything. He was sharing some of his political views. He was sharing some of his sort of views on sort of relationships, stereotypes, all things like this. But we were just having such a wonderful time. And it hit both Dad and I just how mature he's becoming and how we're seeing the grown-up version of our little dude who just isn't little anymore. And he continues to make us proud. And I said at the very pilot episode that I wanted this podcast to be an opportunity to just share our general ramblings and general experiences of what it's like to be in our family. It doesn't all have to be about adoption-led or anything like that-led. In fact, it's just a family-led experience. And that hits home lots of times when we're in this sort of experience. It just hits home how he's growing up and adoption isn't the huge thing to him. And it's not the huge thing that factors into our parenting. It's just about being a family and having family experiences, managing it, but ultimately just loving it. So yeah. Can be scary doing it the first time, but don't stop yourself having a wonderful experience. Now, I'm fully aware that this episode is slightly shorter than normal, but my boys are in the pool and they are playing a game that my brother and my granddad used to play with me in the pool when we were young. And so you stand either side of the pool, and you get an inflatable ball and you've got to throw it to the other side and it's got to hit the pool edge. If it hits the pool edge, you have to call out Famagusta. I don't know why you have to call out Famagusta. That was the word that my granddad came up with. He then later told us that it was an island. We didn't believe him, so we checked out with our geography teachers. But that was the name of the game. So my boys are currently in the pool playing Famagusta, and little dude is trying to teach dad the rules. Probably going to cheat with the rules. It wouldn't shock me. So I'm going to be bringing the episode to a close because, quite frankly, I want to go and have some fun with them. But there's a good chance over the course of this week that I'm going to put another couple of episodes together of just talking about the experiences that we're having and some of the fun. Not to rub it in, I mean slightly to rub it in, but ultimately just to, I think it's a really nice moment to just explain how actually things can be really quite normal and that's okay. Things can be quite, they don't have to be a big ordeal. So we shall see. As always, thank you very much for listening. And we shall catch up again very soon. Okay. Bye.